Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
So we were supposed to file our returns yesterday. Clearly, the country needs an extension. So from 31st July, the last date has been pushed further to 31st of August. I was wondering why wait till the end of the month to start scramming and filing your returns. It's the 1st of August. On a fresh note, let's see if we can wrap it up in the next couple of days. And to help us out here is an officer from the Income Tax Department. I'll tell you to hold on to my WhatsApp number if you have questions, because he's here to answer them. 9880-935-935 is my number. I'll repeat that. It's 9880-935-935. Welcome to the studios of Red FM, Mr. Arun Kumar. You're the Assistant Director at the Income Tax E-Filing Unit, CPC Bangalore.
Yeah.
What is the reason for an extension on the deadline? Is it because we are a country of lazy people who like to procrastinate a lot? Is that the truth? The brutal, honest truth?
That is a part of the truth.
Partly.
Because till, I think, 25th or something, we were receiving close to 17 to 18 lakh returns per day.
Per day?
Per day, yeah. So the moment the deadline was extended, it dropped to 7 lakhs per day. So people think, okay, I have one more month, so let us procrastinate. So that is definitely a point. One more point is that there is a late fee starting from this year. So if you do not file your income tax return on time, the late fee could go from 5,000 rupees till 10,000 rupees.
So I believe the first thing I was told is, why don't you go on Google and type e-filing?
Yeah.
And the first website that opens up is the website that we use.
Yes.
Which is incometaxindiaefiling.gov.in.
Yes.
And I'm on the website. I must compliment you. It is a very slick and swift website that I've just gotten onto. And it's quite self-explanatory if you even look at the homepage.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people have middlemen doing their taxing and filing. Is that a concern? Or is that something the Income Tax Department is hoping to get out of the way so people are enabled and they're dealing with their own filing?
Yeah, this is a concern because, let me tell you, a lot of people go to chartered accountants.
Yes.
So 1 year they file using one chartered accountant.
Yes.
The next year they may not avail the services of the same chartered accountant. So then when they are trying to file for the next year, the password, username, they are not aware of anything. They are not even aware of what returns was filed last year.
Yes.
So the taxpayer is in a trouble. Like it is his own account, but he is not in control of his own account.
Sure.
So that is one. And second thing is, a lot of people go to CAs, and CAs can file, but CAs have to be registered as e-return intermediary.
Correct.
Only when they are registered as e-return intermediary, a CA is authorized to file an income tax return on behalf of a taxpayer.
So is that something people should check with their chartered accountants?
Yes.
Before filing?
Yes.
This
they
year?
Have to check whether the chartered accountant is registered as an ERI.
Okay.
And only if he is registered as an ERI, he can be allowed to file income tax return on the taxpayer's behalf.
But that is secondary. If people can, you're saying do it yourself.
Very well. So if you can do it yourself, then there is nothing like that. You have control of your own finances. You have control of your own income tax return. Sometimes there are notifications sent by the department, and taxpayers are not aware when they are not in control of their own
yes.
income tax account.
What is the first myth you'd like to break? Because I believe that the website is a breeze to work with.
The biggest myth people have is income tax is very complicated.
Yes.
It is not complicated. It takes hardly 25-30 minutes to get a grip on it. So once you get a grip on it, then every year you can file your returns on your own. It is a very simple process. Say for example, ITR 1, it takes hardly 15 minutes.
End to end?
End to end. You just need to know what to fill, where to fill and how to fill. Then you can even complete before 15 minutes.
While I play you this song, let me tell you, Mr. Arun Kumar, Assistant Director at the Income Tax Bangalore Unit, is going to be in the studio for the next couple of hours.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho.